Ezekiel, a prophet who lived and worked while the children of Israel were exiled in Babylon, received a vision of a valley of dried bones. God told him to proclaim the word of promise, the word of life to the bones. The bones came to life. The resurrected multitude was given the assurance of the restoration of Israel. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves, and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves, and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do this, declares the Lord." The prophecy, this revelation that God can indeed raise the dead, goes well beyond Israel's future. Israel would indeed be revived and receive the restoration of an earthly kingdom. But a revived Israel is but dry bones from which God will call his spirit-filled people from all nations to himself. Those who are dead in the trespass of sin receive new life in Christ Jesus because of his death and resurrection. Do you wish to learn more? Join us at 9 a.m. on Sunday at Trinity Lutheran Church. You will hear of God's rich grace, love, and mercy, which restores you to the hope of everlasting life. Amen.